1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Colorado's economy is emerging from the pandemic, but the recovery is mixed. A report from the CU Leeds School of Business and the Colorado Secretary of State's office shows first quarter initial business filings up by more than 29% compared with the fourth quarter. Employment growth, though, lagging. Experts say the state is poised to make a full job recovery by 2022, but many people are still struggling from job loss. Democratic state lawmakers trying to figure out how to improve transportation, rolling out a $5.3 billion plan, paying for it with new fees. Bill sponsors say that includes an 8 cent a gallon gas tax hike, 27 cents tacked on to every delivery like Amazon packages or food orders, an extra 30 cent fee on rideshare services, and electric car owners would pay the same registration fees as everyone else. The husband of a missing Chaffee County woman is under arrest in her disappearance. 53-year-old Barry Morphew booked on first-degree murder and other charges in the death of Suzanne Morphew. She was reported missing on Mother's Day last year, having gone for a bike ride and never returning. Chaffee County authorities say thousands of hours have been spent on the investigation. No body has been found. 36% of Mesa County residents 16 and older have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The health department is continuing to schedule next day appointments at the Grand Junction Convention Center. That'll keep on through May 18th. On the 19th, the center will close and vaccinations will move to the health department on 29 and a half road. The county has 1,500 doses available every day, but right now is averaging only 500 shots a day. 5,000 Walmart, Sam's Club, and Target pharmacies are offering COVID shots now, including stores in western Colorado. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.